I think that collective bargaining for teachers in the state of Wisconsin has been restricted for the 16 years that revenue controls have been in place.
That's why Wisconsin Education Association Council President Mary Bell says the qualified economic offer, which essentially caps teachers' pay, needs to be lifted. The union has long advocated this, but in May they issued a compromise to lawmakers, which allowed for a one-year delay in repealing QEO.
Whenever you've been in a particular system for 16 years, it seemed to us that there might be a transition that would be important for districts in sort of looking at what the fiscal crisis they're in now is, what the future of their district might be.
The Joint Finance Committee and Assembly's budget plan would have had the QEO eliminated in July of 2010, but the Senate has passed a budget that called for an immediate repeal. Bell says districts will be able to adapt should it happen.
I think that our locals and school districts both will answer the challenge. Returning to fair bargaining is important enough that if that's what it is, that's what we will do. That was the original proposal from the governor. That's the system that we will work under.
Proponents say the QEO keeps property taxes down by helping municipalities keep their books in order. Bell says it's not the QEO that holds property taxes down, but revenue controls. These revenue caps limit the amount of money school districts are entitled to receive in state aids and property taxes. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.